Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Lauder Podcast. My name is Edward, and today we'll be talking with Alonso Martinez. Alonso is a graduate of the Wharton School and has been a senior partner with Booz & Company, a global management consulting firm. Currently, he advises one of the Global Knowledge Lab groups here at the Lauder Institute. Alonso joins us today via telephone, so I apologize in advance for any sound problems that we might encounter. Hi, Alonso. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
So would you like to describe your background first and how you came to the Lauder Institute?
Yes, I've actually known about the Lauder Institute for a long time. I'm a Wharton grad, Wharton 82.
Oh, okay.
And when I retired from Booz and decided that I wanted to do this project, I decided that also the Lauder Institute could be a good home for it. So I got in touch with Mauro, who I didn't know. And you know, we quickly sort of realized that this was a good match for me and for Lauder.
Right. So what was your role at Booz?
I worked pretty much my whole career at Booz. I was came to be a senior partner. When I retired, I was a senior partner in the New York office doing mostly work with global consumer product companies.
So you're doing work now with the Global Knowledge Labs at Lauder?
Yes.
Could you explain what you do with the Global Knowledge Labs?
Yes, we have a project that we've been doing, you know, actually before the Global Knowledge Labs were formalized, which is a project about looking at how consumption develops across emerging markets in the world, sort of, you know, to what extent what happens in Mexico, Brazil, China, Russia, India follows similar patterns. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be starting with our third year of doing the project, next January.
Right.
And so this project that actually started before the Global Knowledge Labs became sort of our Global Knowledge Lab project.
Yeah, this is the second year for the Global Knowledge Labs?
Yeah, it's going to be the second year because the Global Knowledge Labs only started a year ago.
Right.
But we have been doing the project for a year before that. So it was sort of like a pilot of how to do these projects.
So do you advise the group then for the Global Knowledge Lab? What are your responsibilities?
I direct the project. I pretty much sort of set up the whole agenda for the project. We actually have been traveling to the large BRIC markets. So I also use the Booz network to set up interviews with leading companies in consumer products. And then I work with the students in sort of defining what's going to be done that year, doing it, and I help them write the report as well.
You bring your background with Booz here, with the GKLs then?
Yeah, not only my experience, but to a large extent my network as well.
Mm-hmm. What kind of companies have been involved with the GKLs?
Basically, large consumer product companies, both global multinationals and local companies. So this could include the likes of Pepsi, Colgate, Bimbo in Mexico, that sort of that type of companies.
In what countries has the research been done?
We have, up to now, we have gone to Brazil, Mexico, China, and Russia.
Right.
And next year, we plan to go to Egypt and India.
So BRIC without the I then, for now at least, until next year. Does this research fit in with your own interests, with your own previous experience?
Well, I have done a lot of work in related topics, doing global growth strategy for consumer product companies. And it's something that I still do sort of independently.
Okay, so since you were involved with the creation of the GKLs, maybe you could talk about the Global Knowledge Labs in general, what the goals of the program are, things like that?
Yeah, sort of the way that I understand it is, I think it's a way to sort of broaden the experience of the Lauder students, especially because since the Lauder students focus on like one area of the world, a project such as this one gives them a wonderful opportunity to sort of look at how the area in which they're focusing compares to other areas and to sort of get a more, let's say, global vision and a broader knowledge of, you know, whichever subject they decide to focus on.
So then they're not just focused on their language track. For instance, if you're in the Russian track, you're not just focused on Russia, or if you're in the Portuguese track, you're not just focused on Brazil. You get a sort of a larger view.
Yeah, and for instance, in this project, that has been really nice because, you know, we've had students from the Brazilian, from the Portuguese track, from the Russian track, from the Chinese track, but they get exposed to the other countries as well.
So this is just one of many GKLs the students can choose from, correct?
Yeah, this is one that's, you know, for people who are interested in consumer products and or development in emerging markets. But there are, you know, a series of other topics that the other GKL groups focus on.
Right, of course, there's many that the students choose from. So you mentioned earlier that you're a Wharton grad. Did you do undergraduate or graduate work here?
No, graduate work. I have an MBA and I actually have a master's in applied mathematics. Actually from Wharton as well.
Oh, Wharton.
Wharton used to have a program in operations research, which is applied mathematics.
Could you discuss your own time here at Wharton, your own graduate work, how things have changed maybe?
Well, it certainly, you know, we didn't, the school is, you know, has always been a very good school, but we didn't have the amount of resources that the school has right now. It's, when I was there, there was also like a small consulting unit called the Wharton Applied Research Center, in which I used to work, and that got me interested in consulting. In which we did projects with professors, for mostly for private companies, and so that was a very interesting experience aside from the academic experience. Those guys actually became independent now and are called the CIPAR, still operating downtown Philly.
Wow! So then it's a group of Wharton professors who work as consultants.
Yeah.
So then your MBA work and your master's work here really prepared you for your work, your career at Booz?
Yes. They actually led me straight into my career in Booz. Yeah, I worked there for 26 years.
Wow, 26 years. So do you have any advice then for people who are looking at the lottery program?
I think lottery is a wonderful program. I think lottery is actually quite unique in terms of giving these sort of not just the MBA, but the MBA with a sort of deeper and broader knowledge of the world, and getting the language training and the sort of geographic training as well. You know, my advice is just make the most of it, because once you have graduated, you realize, you know, what a special place you were a part of. And one thing is that it attracts, you know, sort of a very special people with very special personalities. One of the things that I've enjoyed in the program is that traveling with a group of students that have been part of the project for the past 2 years has really been a pleasure. I mean, we have like always had great fun on the trips, learned a lot. We have never had a single problem. So, you know, it takes a very unique set of individuals to be able to travel around the world and make it all a very, you know, positive experience.
Yeah, I think the collective experiences that people bring with them really helps with that. Anyway, Alonso, thank you for coming today. I really enjoyed our conversation.
You're welcome. I hope that the fact that my dogs were barking in the middle of our conversation doesn't preclude you from understanding. No.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Lauder Podcast. For more information about the Lauder Institute, please visit our website at lauderinstitute.org.